I'm sitting here in Tufnell Park with Philippe Marrière, who is a lecturer at UCL in French and European politics. Philippe, the French community in London is huge. Do you think that traditionally it has lent to the left or to the right?
Traditionally, the French community, and I speak 20, 30 years ago or so, was voting more to the right-wing candidates and parties. I think when you look back, when I came to London some 20 years ago, I think essentially French abroad meant people working in diplomacy circles and business people, and later on people working in a city. Things have started to change about 10, 15 years ago with an influx of population, you know, younger, less wealthy, people working in services, public services, education. You have also students attracted by British universities. So all in all, I think there's been very big changes regarding the French population living in the UK and in London.
And in 2007, in London, in the presidential elections, when Sarkozy beat Ségolène Royal of the Socialist Party, it was a close-run thing here, wasn't it?
Yes, it was a very close-run thing because, in fact, only a few hundred votes separated the two candidates. It's interesting to know that because, in fact, it was an election which was nationally won very handsomely, very easily by Sarkozy. So that shows one thing, is in fact, in terms of right-left balance here, and in fact, it's pretty close. It's you can't really say anymore that London is a place, you know, where you have wealthy people voting for right-wing parties. Clearly, I think this forthcoming election is a very open one. I think the left, François Hollande for the presidential election, could and should come ahead. And also following that for the legislative election, I think one could imagine a victory as well of the socialist candidate.
Hollande said that his chief enemy is the city of London and big business. Can he really win over those for whom that is their chief industry and the business people here and the bankers?
Well, I don't think so, and I don't think Hollande has the slightest interest in winning them over, because should he say, you know, things which really come in support, like traditional speech in support of the city, bankers, bonuses, that would prove a disaster at home. You know, people, that's not what the French voting in France, and also I would say a large majority of the French living in the UK expect from him. He's the candidate of the main party on the left representing the left. So he's not going to say that. That would be suicidal. What he's going to say probably, he's going to probably tone down a little bit the kind of criticism he would make about city bankers, bonuses, highly paid bankers. He's going to probably tone down that when he comes to London. But on the other hand, he will also, you know, stand firm on his position, you know, that things have to change. And he will also say that, in fact, we are in the situation we're in because, of course, bankers made major errors. They are responsible for the economic situation in the first place, but also politicians made errors. They didn't act when they should have acted, and didn't make the right decisions either.
In 2007, Sarkozy came to London, the first trip to London, I think, on the campaign trail by a French presidential candidate. And he told a big crowd that they should come home, that they had nothing to fear. Do you think his message has been heard over the past few years?
I don't know if the message has been heard. I think there's always, you know, lots of traffic both ways of the channel. French come stay here for a few years, then come back. And also, but interestingly, a lot of French people stay and integrate and stay permanently here. People like myself, but also lots of French people do that. So I think that it's not really the question, in my view. The question is now, with the election of MPs representing the French abroad, notably with a new constituency, the third one covering the UK and London, I think the question would be, okay, we take into account that there is a permanent French population living in the UK. How are we going to get their votes? I think that would be the main question, rather than, say, come back at home.
Philippe Marrière, thank you very much.